Daniels' last two wins have been shutouts, both against the White Sox. Beat them 3-0 both times. And he's done quite a job to change the complexion of this American League pennant race. Now the first pitch to Lins is a strike right in there. Phil Lins batting at 250 with 5 homers, 22 RBIs. Tony Kubek still out of the Yankee lineup. Day-to-day proposition is the one he will return. Next pitch to Phil. It's hit into the air and a short left. Going back to shortstop Brinkman, coming in, hitting, and Brinkman with his back to the infield takes it. A nice play by Ed Brinkman going down the left field side. So there is one away. That'll bring up Bob Richardson. Bobby batting at 267, 4 homers, 47 RBIs. Richie has raised his average 13 points in the last 14 ball games. Been batting at a 393 clip. Now Daniels, the big right hander, sidearm, sinker outside, 1-0. Benny Daniels, who always seems to have a little more promise than the type of years that he comes up with. He's 8-10 right now. There's a sidearm fastball, caught the corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Only two other games in action right now, both of those in the National League, where Cincinnati and the Mets are scoreless after two, and San Francisco and the Cubs also scoreless after two innings of play. Those are big games. Sidearm fastball way outside, 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Richardson. One out, nobody on. The ball game just getting underway. The final road game of the year for the Yankees. Sort of a hazy, overcast day here in D.C. All right, the 2-1 pitch, fouled back, 2-2. Temperature in the high 70s. Pleasant day for baseball. Pretty good crowd out. Final appearance of the Yankees here in Washington. Daniels into the windup. The pitch is drilled into left field, base hit. Bobby just waited on that slow sidearm curveball and just stuck out his bat and lined it into left for the base hit. So the first hit of the ball game, single by Richardson. Yankees with one on. That'll bring up Roger Maris. Maris with 26 home runs and 68 RBI, batting at 285. Maris, Mantle, Howard, Pepitone, Richardson, five of the Yankees who have put on a spurt here to carry the champs to an 11-in-a-row victory scheme. Maris takes outside ball one. Yanks have won 11 straight. That ties the Los Angeles Angels, who had a string of 11 in a row also this year. Daniels sets. Richardson leads off. There's a bounce to the second. Cotier goes to the shortstop for one. Throw to first is not in time. Cotier had to move about 10 feet toward the first base side. And with Maris, the left-hand batter, on the move, no chance to make two. Richardson forced at second, and that'll bring out Mickey Mantle as Maris remains at first. Mantle at 303, 33 home runs, 102 RBIs. Leads the Yankees in homers and in RBIs. Trails Elston Howard in batting average by 7 points. Ellie is at 310. Mantle batting left-handed as Daniels delivers, and Mickey takes low, and it's ball one. Yankees, a relaxed ball club with that big four-game bulge, and only 8 games to play, 7 of those at home. The 1-0 pitch to Mickey, a high fly to left. Hinton will get under this one, going back to the running track. The wind carries that, and he catches it one-handed, backing up. That ball was almost blown away from him. Well, there are 3 outs. No runs on 1 hit. For the Yankees, after a half inning of play, the Yanks nothing, Senators nothing, with Washington coming to the plate. Camel time.
it's camel time.
It's pleasure time for you.
Camel time is any time when nothing less will do.
Things all seem to brighten up.
Every time you light one up, right now make it camel time. Have a camel cigarette.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. Camel gives you easygoing taste, honest enjoyment, choice quality tobaccos. The exclusive Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Right now, make it Camel time. Have a Camel cigarette. Right now, make it Camel time. Have a Camel cigarette.
Okay, going into the bottom of the first inning, it'll be Chuck Cottier, the second baseman, facing Whitey Ford. Whitey, with a record of 16-6, 3-0 against the Senators this year, 12-1 lifetime. Cottier takes high, and it's ball one. Chuck Cottier is playing in his first game since the Yankees came to town on Friday night. Now the 1-0 pitch, the curveball in there, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Cottier batting at 177. Three home runs, nine RBI. He's been in only 70 ball games. There's a curveball, it bounces in front of the plate. Two balls and a strike. Whitey Ford for the Yankees. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Whitey into the windup. The pitch to Cottier misses inside, 3-1. Chuck Cottier, always a fine defensive ball player, has never been able to hit enough to play regularly. All right, here's a 3-1 pitch to Cottier. Strike two, full count. Ford muscling up on a fastball. Now the payoff pitch to the right-hander, Cottier, as he swings and drills it down the left field line, foul. What did I say, Cuttier? We have to change everybody's name to Smith, Brown, and Jones, so we won't have too many problems pronouncing. And am I glad we don't have to face McNurtony again. All right, here's the 3-2 pitch to Cuttier. Strike three, a fastball caught the corner. Well, Whitey strikes out his first batter. Now here's Don Zimmer, the third baseman. Don batting at 248, 11 home runs, 36 RBIs.
Number 23, Don Zimmer.
Ford ready. The pitch to Zimmer, swung on and missed, strike one. Don, built like the proverbial fire plug, he is really a solid ball player. There's a drive foul down the left field side past Eddie Yost, coaching at third base. Over at first, coaching for the Senators, is Danny O'Connell. Zimmer, about 5 feet eight, 175 pounds. He's got big arms. All right, Whitey into the windup. Here's a two-strike pitch. Curveball, low, one ball, two strikes. 1-2, the count to Don Zimmer. Last of the first, no score, one out, nobody on. Ford ready. The 1-2 pitch to Zim is high, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch by Whitey. Ground ball to deep short. Lynn's backhand. The long throw is in time on a fine play by Phil Lynn. Going into the hole, backhanding the ball. He nails Zimmer by a stride at first base, and there's two outs.
Number 32, John.
He won't seem many better than that. Bill went way in the hole and just did good Zimmer. Now here's Chuck Hinton. Hinton batting at 276. 11 home runs, 51 RBIs. Batting in the third spot. Ford delivers, and Hinton takes outside, and it's ball one. Hinton playing left field. Two out, nobody on. Ford checking Howard for the sign. He's into the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Hinton. Slow curve that's fouled back on the screen. One ball, one strike. We mentioned ex-president Dwight D. Eisenhower here today, and sitting with him, General Gunther, used to head up NATO and I believe also the Red Cross at one time. All right, here's the 1-1 pitch by Whitey to Hinton. It's inside, two balls and a strike. The magic number for the Yankees is four. Any combination of Yankee wins or Oriole or White Sox losses will put the Yankees over the top. As Hinton fouls this one back, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And should the Yankees go on to win this year, it will be the first time in history that the Yankees have won a pennant in the year ending in a four. The pitch to Hinton, foul. Two balls, two strikes. They missed in 24, 34, 44, 54. But it looks like 64. They get the gold ring. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Chuck Hinton, the batter. Ford not working as rapidly as he normally does. The Yanks will be home Tuesday night at Twiniter against the Detroit Tigers at the stadium. First game getting underway at 6 o'clock. All right, here's the 2-2 pitch to Hinton. It bounces in the dirt past Howard, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Boyer at third, Lins at short, Richardson at second, Pepitone at first, Howard catching. In left, Mickey Mantle, center, Roger Maris, right field, Tommy Tresh. With the exception of Lins, who's playing shortstop, the Yankees have had their starting lineup in there right along. Here's a 3-2 pitch, and it's high and outside, and he walks him. Chuck Hinton, drawing a walk, off Whitey Ford, the first base runner for the Senators, trots down to first base, and that'll bring up the cleanup batter, Don Locke. Locke hitting a 247. He leads the Senators in home runs and in RBIs with 28 homers and 80 RBIs. Right-hand batter, good power, good athlete. First pitch is in there, strike one. All Locke has to do is to cut down some on his strikeouts. Strikes out quite a bit. Now Whitey sets the pitch to Locke is outside. Howard throws the first and Hinton's back in plenty of time. Locke has struck out 131 times this year. That's in 489 at-bats. That's a lot of strikeouts. Hinton leading off. The 1-1 pitch to Don is inside. Two balls and a strike. Last year, Dave Nicholson set a major league record with 175 strikeouts. And he was going at an even greater pace this year when Al Lopez had to finally bench him. High fly ball into short center field. Maris getting under it. The glasses go down, and he takes it to retire the side. So for the Senators, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, one left. The score after one, the Yanks nothing, the Senators nothing. Let's take a look at the scoreboard right now. In the American League, Boston's playing at Detroit, Minnesota at Los Angeles, Chicago at Kansas City, and Baltimore at Cleveland. Those are all single games. In the Baltimore-Cleveland game, it's Roberts against Siebert, and that game has been delayed because of rain. In the National League, in the first of a pair, Cincinnati nothing and the Mets nothing after 2.5, O'Toole against Stallard. St. Louis is at Pittsburgh, Los Angeles at Houston tonight, Milwaukee at Philadelphia, Cloninger against Bunning, that's not started yet. And in the doubleheader at Chicago, no score after 3, San Francisco playing the Cubs, Marichal against Jackson. Marichal's got 20 wins, Jackson has 22, so there are two 20-game winners pitted against each other in that one. And right here at D.C. Stadium, the Yankees, who won 11 in a row, trying to make it 12. Whitey Ford, with a record of 16-6, going for 17. Benny Daniels on the mound for the Senators. Ellie Howard stepping in for the Yankees. No score. Top of the second. Daniels with a look at the catcher Brumley delivers a strike right in there. Daniels tries to keep the ball down when possible, although that one was right in Howard's power, right around the letters and over the plate. There's a one-strike pitch, and that's outside, 1-1. Benny Daniels, right-hander. The pitch to Howard, swung on and missed, strike two, 1-2. Good sinker. Daniels ready again. The 1-2 pitch to Ellie is outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out and nobody on. This is Daniels' fourth year with the Senators. Best year was 1961 when he lost 12 and lost 11. Won 12 and lost 11. Howard fouls this one back. The count holds at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Joe Pepitone in the on-deck circle. Howard, who leads the Yankees in batting at 310, has 15 home runs and 76 RBI. Daniels delivers again to Howard. There's a drive to right field, a beauty. Ellie just waited on that and slapped it into right. Fred Valentine up with it, and Howard is in with a single to right field to lead off the second. Second hit off Daniels. Now Howard will jump up a few points more on that. Ellie has really had a hot streak as far as the base hits are concerned in the last 2 weeks. Here's Joe Pepitone, who got himself his 27th home run and his 97th RBI yesterday. He's batting a 250. 27 home runs represents his all-time high. Hit that last year. There's a hopper to Roy Sievers in foul territory at first base. Strike one to Pepe. Mantle leads the Yankees with 102 RBIs. Pepitone only 5 behind. He's at 97. Joe's been up about 140 times more than Mantle. All right, Daniel sets. Howard leads off. The pitch to Pepitone inside. 1-1. Roy Sievers, playing at first, is not holding against Howard, who doesn't run much. Now Daniel sets. Here's a pitch to Pepitone. Low and inside. 2-1 the count. Daniel's pitching carefully. Of course, with his Yankee lineup, with Maris, Mantle, Howard, Pepitone, and Tresh, you have to be careful. Even Boyer can hurt you. The only two that aren't home run threats are Lins and Richardson. And they hit them every so often. All right, Daniel with a sign from Mike Brumley, the catcher. Sets, Howard leading off. The pitch to Pepitone. A ground ball, base hit into right field. Howard around second on his way to third. The throw by Valentine, a beauty, and they've got him. A beautiful throw by the right fielder, Fred Valentine. Don Zimmer hanging in there on the tag as the ball and Howard got there just about at the same time. Well, that takes care of whether or not Valentine can throw. Well, that was a shot.
Number 15.
So Howard is out from 7-9-5, rather. Pepitone is at first base with one away with the base hit. That'll bring up Tom Tresh. Tresh playing right field with Mantle in left and Maris in center these days, batting at 243. 14 homers, 67 RBIs. Throw to first, and Pepitone is back. And now Severs is holding against Pepitone, who is a little bit faster than Howard. First pitch to Tresh is fouled. Strike one. That Valentine, that was one of the finest throws we've seen in a long time. A real shot. One hop right to Zimmer at third to get Howard sliding in. Sets again. The pitch to Tom is fouled back once more. Nothing and two the count. No balls, two strikes. Daniels taking his time. Now he gets the sign from Brumley. Joe with a big lead at first. The pitch to Tresh is down and low. One ball, two strikes to Tommy Tresh. Benny Daniels, 6 feet, 1.5, 203 pounds. He had attended Compton Junior College and lives in Compton, California. Born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Throw over to first base, and Pepitone is back again. Ed Runge, first base umpire, in on the play. The pitch now to Tresh is fouled at the plate once again. Count remains one ball, two strikes. Daniels with that low sinker of his, trying to get Tresh to hit the ball on the ground and hopes for the double play. Of course, with Tom, that's got to be a hard hit ball because he can move down that line pretty good. Tough with a fast man who's left-handed and with some power because the second baseman can't close in too tightly on him. There's a high fly to short left. Brinkman going back to Chuck Hinton, and Brinkman gets under it and takes it. So there's two outs. Tresh pops up to the shortstop in short left field. Now that'll bring up Cleet Boyer.
Number six, Cleet Boyer.
Well, Cleveland Browns lead the Philadelphia Eagles 7-0 in the first quarter. In the National Football League. Okay, Cleet Boyer at the plate. Two outs. Pepitone leading off first. The pitch swung on and missed. And it's strike one. Bill Kane, our statistician, has been trying to outrun a cold for about 3 weeks, and it's been staying right with him. And he gives it to the rest of us. We're going to drop him off the plane. All right, the one strike pitch to Boyer popped up. That ball out of play into the stands. Nothing and two, the count to Boyer. Boyer batting at 222, 8 home runs, 51 RBI. Now the pitch out, and they thought Pepitone was going. It's ball one, 1-2. We had quite a scramble for that ball down there. A young boy apparently got kind of stepped on in the process. Seems to be okay, though. Okay, Daniels to Boyer, swings and misses strike three on a good sinker, and that takes care of the Yankees here in the top of the second inning. No runs, two hits. No senator errors, one left. The score after an inning and a half. The Yanks nothing, Washington nothing.
Camel time. It's camel time. Camel time.
It's pleasure time for you.
Camel time is any time when nothing left will do.
Things all seem to brighten up.
Every time you light one up, right now makes it camel time and camel cigarettes.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. Camel gives you easygoing taste, honest enjoyment, choice quality tobaccos. The exclusive Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Right now makes it Camel time. Have a Camel cigarette.
With Roy Sievers coming on to face Whitey Ford, let's pause for station identification.
Number 9, Roy Sievers.
WOKO, Albany, New York.
Roy Sievers swings at the first pitch and dribbles it foul down the third base side, and it's strike one. Roy Sievers came into the big leagues in 1949 with the old St. Louis Browns and was the rookie of the year. What a year he had. Batted over 300. Drove in nearly 100 runs. Had 20-some-odd home runs. One strike pitch is a strike two called. Breaking ball. It hit the inside corner. Sievers didn't like it. Turned around and remarked so to Al Smith. Roy's batting at 180. Seven home runs and 24 RBIs. He came over from the Phillies. Two strike pitch is fastball low and inside. Ball one. One and two. Whitey going for the corner. Sievers, big, powerful right-hand batter. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on a miss. Strike three. Whitey got him on a letter-high fastball. That's the second strikeout recorded by Ford. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Fred Valentine, who made such a great throw to Neil Howard at third base last inning. A real good throw. Fred Valentine, a quick hitter, batting right-handed against Whitey Ford. He's batting at 232, four homers, 20 RBIs. Valentine came from the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch to Valentine is outside, and it's ball one. Ford ready again, the 1-0 pitch. Slow changeup curve popped up back on the screen. 1-1. The Yankees are 12-5 against the Senators this year. And this is the final meeting between these two teams. Yesterday, Mel Stottlemyre won his ball game with a two-hit shutout, 7-0. And better than that, he got 5-for-5, four singles and a double. There's a high drive by Valentine sending Trish over toward the line. He gets under it and takes it. Valentine flying out high to right field. Two down, and that'll bring up the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Brinkman hitting at 217. Eight home runs, 32 RBI. This young fellow is off to a sensational start during spring training and then got off. To a slow start as the season got underway and hasn't been able to pick up since. Swings and misses at a breaking pitch, strike one. Whitey Ford into the windup. The pitch to Brinkman is outside. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Two out, nobody on. Last of the second, no score on the ball game. The next pitch by Ford to Brinkman is swung on and missed, and it's strike two. Cincinnati moves out in front of the Mets, 1-0 in the first of a doubleheader. That's after four innings of play. They're battling now in the fifth. Whitey ready again into the windup. The pitch to Brinkman swung on and missed, and it's strike three, and that is strikeout number three for Ford as he retires the side. Three up, three down. The score after two innings of play, Yanks nothing, Senators nothing.
Valentine's beer, it comes off the ice sparkling cold.
Valentine's
beer, it's smooth and satisfying all the way.
Valentine's
beer, go ahead, enjoy the best.
You get a smile every time with a Valentine's. Won't fill you up, won't let you down.
The crisp, clean taste of a Valentine.
Won't fill you up, won't let you down. So get a smile every time with a Valentine. Won't fill you up, won't let you down. Well, well, dear, that's Valentine.
Here's Whitey Ford coming on to lead off the third inning for the Yankees. No score in the ballgame. The Yankees have the only three hits. Cubs and the Giants. No score after four. They're playing in Chicago. Ford takes the fastball right in their strike one. Milwaukee leads the Phillies 2-0 with Philadelphia batting in the bottom of the first inning. Wow. Jeez. Ford fouls this one off, almost got Phil Lynn's in the on-deck circle. Philadelphia staggering under a series of unfortunate circumstances. A 7 or 8 game lead has shrunk to a half game. All right, the 2-strike pitch to Whitey's outside, 1-2. Sometimes when you get on a bender like that, you just can't get off. Now the 1-2 pitch to Whitey. He takes it inside. His body spun around, but plate umpire Al Smith said no strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on. Now Cotter at second base moves over towards second. He's playing a little more in the hole. Next pitch to Whitey is swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number two for Benny Daniels. Now to bring up Phil Lynn, who popped to the shortstop in short left field in the first inning. Lynn has been doing a great job filling in for Tony Kubek at shortstop, making those double plays and all the big plays. First pitch to Phil, an attempted bunt that he takes outside. It's ball one. Phil trying to dump one. One and zero the count. Lynn's holding the bat high as he does. The pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0. The Yankees will leave immediately after this ball game and head home, where they will close out the season. Four games with the Tigers and a final weekend set with the Cleveland Indians. Tell you more about that in a moment. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Phil. Swung on and missed, and it's strike one. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Yankees play Tuesday night. Why not doubleheader against the Tigers? Game time at 6 o'clock. Then they play Wednesday night also against the Tigers, regulation time, and then Thursday afternoon against Detroit. Then a final weekend set with the Indians Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. Ground ball foul past Frank Corsetti at third. So the Yankees, after this one, will have seven to go, all of them at home. They lead by four, five games in the loss column over the White Sox and the Orioles. Phil takes strike three, a sidearm fastball. It hits the outside corner. So that's strikeout number three for Daniels. Two in a row in this inning, and it's three in a row. He struck out the last batter in the second and in the first two here in the third. All right, Bobby Richardson, who singled a left in the first, comes on. Bobby, one for one. Richie hitting at 269. Continues with the hot shot. Made quite a surge here. There's a bunt that's foul, and it's strike one. Bobby trying to push the ball down the first base side. With Roy Sievers playing at first base, of course, he's got a few years on him and is not the most adept fielding first baseman in baseball, and therefore Bobby was pointing for the weak spot. All right, here's the 1-0 pitch to Richie. Low and inside, two balls, no strikes. Well, the Phillies came up with a run of their own in the bottom of the first, and after an inning of play, it's the Braves 2 and Philadelphia 1. Bobby hits this one on a line to left, coming in. Chuck Hinton takes a chest high to retire the side. Well hit, but right at Hinton in left field. Three up and three down, the score after 2.5. Yanks nothing, Washington nothing.
Camel time. It's camel time, camel time.
It's pleasure time for you.
Camel time is any time when nothing less will do.
Things all seem to brighten up.
Every time you light one up. Right now makes it camel time. Have a camel cigarette.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. Camel gives you easygoing taste, honest enjoyment, choice quality tobaccos. The exclusive Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Right now make it Camel time. Have a Camel cigarette. Right now make it Camel time. Have a Camel cigarette.
Mike Brumley, the catcher, coming on, batting at 237, two homers, 34 RBIs, left-hand batter. Brumley's only 25 years old, 5'10", 205 pounds, solid ball player. Whitey Ford into the windup, the first pitch to Brumley is high, and it's ball one. Brumley was purchased by the Senators last October from the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's a single into left, hit on the handle. Brumley around second on, first on his way to second. Mantle with the throw. It's not in time, and Brumley has a leadoff opposite field double. He just hit that right on the trademark and lofted it over Boyer's head down the left field line. That's the first hit off Whitey Ford. All right, here's Benny Daniels batting from the left side. Ford delivers, Daniels bunts, and it's foul. Benny Daniels, right-hander, bats left. At the plate, attempted a sacrifice. Boyer's playing in his third. Pepitone about even with the bag at first base. Brumley leading off second. Lynn's holding against him. And Phil shakes Brumley back, and Whitey steps off the rubber. Thought we were going to get a pickoff attempt there. One strike to the pitcher, Benny Daniels. Now Ford delivers. Daniels bunts this one out in front of the plate. Howard, no chance to go to third. Has to go to Richardson. And the sacrifice is good. Mike Brumley moves over to third with one out. A good sacrifice by Daniels. A beauty, in fact. That play going from 2-4. Brumley at third. Now here's Chuck Cottier, the second baseman, who struck out in the first inning. Cottier batting at 175. Yankee infield is playing in with Cottier batting. Cottier chokes quite a bit up on the bat. Now the pitch by Ford is low and inside, ball one. Just did miss. Chuck Cottier hit two home runs off Whitey Ford in one ball game last year. One out. Brumley at third. Ford into the windup. The pitch to Cotier is low this time again, 2-0. Both of those pitches very close. Two balls, no strikes. No score in the ball game. Bottom of the third inning. And that National League race is really spectacular right now. Whitey, take a look at Brumley at third. A double pump. The pitch to Cotier. Slow curve is foul behind the plate. Strike one. 2-1. Boy, that was a big slow curveball. Takes a look at Brumley as he goes into the windup. The pitch to Cotier, a ground ball to Richardson. He knocks it down and can't find it. Then too late to go to first base. That ball got behind Bobby. Brumley held it third. Didn't want to gamble on the play. Cotier is safe at first, so the Senators have runners at first and third on the error by Bobby Richardson. And one away, and the batter will be Don Zimmer. That ball dropped right in front of Bobby and then scooted back between his legs, and he couldn't come up with it. So Cotier at first, Brumley at third. The first pitch to Don Zimmer. Ground ball to Lynn. Up with it to Richardson for one. The throw to first. Double play. That one going from 6-4-3 to retire the side for the Senators. No runs, one hit, one Yankee error, one man left. The score after three full innings of play, the Yanks nothing and Washington nothing. Right now, I'd like to say that the next portion of this ball game will be brought to you by Ballantine Beer. Beer after beer, it's the most refreshing around. So smile and settle back and enjoy baseball and ice-cold Ballantine Beer along with Phil Rizzuto. Scooter?
Thank you, Jerry. Take a look at the scoreboard. In the American League, Boston at Detroit, Minnesota at Los Angeles. Baltimore 1, Cleveland nothing, end of an inning and a half. Roberts against Bieber. Chicago at Kansas City, a latest start. In the National League, Cincinnati 1, Mets nothing, end of 4.5. First game of a doubleheader. O'Toole against Stallard. St. Louis at Pittsburgh, it'll be Craig against Law. They're having a little rain out in Pittsburgh. Los Angeles at Houston tonight. Milwaukee 2 and the Phillies 1 at the end of an inning and a half. Cloninger against Bunny. It's the Giants nothing and the Cubs nothing at the end of 4.5. Marichal against Jackson. Marichal has won 20 and Jackson has won 22 this year. Roger Maris bounced into a fourth play his first time up. Leads off for the Yankees in this scoreless ball game here in the top of the fourth. Maris batting 284. Benny Daniels ready. His first pitch low and inside. Ball one. On deck, Mickey Mantle. The Senator infield overshifts on Maris. Three men between first and second. There's a swing and a miss at a sinker. Strike one, 1-1. Raj let go of that bat with the right hand. A little bit fooled on the pitch. Right-hander. Delivers a sinker low. Two balls and a strike. Benny Daniels, whose last two wins have been shutout victories over the Chicago White Sox. And there's a line drive base hit to center field. Don Locke up with it. Maris is on with his first base hit. The fourth hit for the Yankees. And it brings up Mickey Mantle. Mickey hit a long fly to left field. And Hinton caught one-handed just in front of the fence. Mick batting 302. On deck, Elston Howard. Stretched by Daniels. His pitch, ground ball to second. Cotier. To Brinkman for one. Back to first. Double play. Boy, that was a fast double play. ground ball right at the second baseman. And for the Senators, their 142nd double play of the year. Two out now, and the batter, Elston Howard. Ellie singled his first time at bat, hitting .312. Howard really coming up in his batting average. Still has a possible chance of leading the league in hitting. Mr. Howard fouled in the upper deck, out of play, strike one. On deck, Joe Pepitone. Benny Daniels delivers a curve, low and away, 1-1. Pretty good wind blowing out towards left field. Wind doesn't affect the balls in this ballpark as much as other parks, completely encircled with stands, but if it gets above the roof, then it'll take. Curve is over, strike call by Al Smith. One ball, two strikes. Benny Daniels gets the sign from Mike Drummond. His pitch is low and away. The count's even at 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch. It's low. Ball three, 3-2. Phillies came up with two runs in the second inning, now leading Milwaukee 3-2 at the end of two. Now the payoff pitch to Howard. Ground ball to second base. Cottier in. Up with it. Throws to first for the out. For the Yankees, in the top of the fourth, no runs, one hit. No Senator errors. Nobody left. At the end of three and a half, the Yankees nothing and the Senators nothing.
You wrap your hand around an icy cold glass of it. You taste it, crisp, clean, refreshing. Won't fill you up, won't let you down.
You get a smile every time with a Valentine. Won't fill you up, won't let you down.
The crisp, clean taste of a Valentine.
Won't fill you up, won't let you down. So get a smile every time with a Valentine. Won't fill you up, won't let you down. Wow, what a beer, that Valentine.
In the bottom of the fourth inning, Chuck Hinton will lead off. Hinton walked his first time at bat. Chuck hitting .276. On deck, Don Locke. Elston Howard rubbing up the ball real well before flipping it back to Ford. Pink and yellow. Looks like a wedding or something. There's a ground ball hit deep to short. Lynn's way back. The long throw in time. That's two good plays by Phil Lynn's at shortstop in this ball game. He threw Don Zimmer out in the first inning, going way in the hole and backhanding a ball, making the long throw. Brings up Don Locke. Locke batting .247. He has 16 doubles, 4 triples, 28 homers, and 80 runs batted in. Whitey ready. His first pitch is high. Ball one. 0-0 curve on the inside corner. Strike called. 1-1. On deck, Roy Seaver. Here's Whitey's 1-1 pitch. High ball 2. Now the 2-1 curve is in the dirt. 3-1. Whitey has only lost one time against the new Washington Senators. Lifetime against him, 12 wins and 1 defeat. This year he's 1-3, lost none. Here's his 3-1 pitch. It's low, ball 4. Second walk given up by Whitey Ford. Walked Hinton in the first inning. Here is Roy Seavers, who struck out in the second inning. Seavers batting 179. One out, no score, bottom of the fourth inning. On deck, Fred Valentine. Lock leads off first. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 1. He crowded him with a good curveball. Whitey's next pitch foul, back on the screen, strike 2. Whitey goes to the rosin bag. Joe Pepitone holding first against Locke. Whitey sits. Pitch check swing foul down the right field line. And nobody can get to it. Tommy Tresh runs over to pick it up in foul territory right off the end of the bat. Never forget when Roy Seavers broke in as a rookie for the old St. Louis Browns. What a year he had. Then he had a shoulder separation, diving for a ball in the outfield, though he's had many fine years since then. None like that first year. The pitch is high, and it's 1-2. Don Locke at first base. Whitey stretches. Pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Mickey Mantle, shading his eyes, is under it, and he's got it. Locked down to second, hustles back to first base. That ball was hit high in the air. Brings up Fred Valentine, flying out his first time at bat. Valentine batting 231. Out, runner at first, no score, bottom of the fourth. Whitey's pitch, swing and a miss, strike 1. Throw to first by Howard, but Locke is back easily. On deck, Ed Brinkman. The pitch is low and away, 1-1. Yankee outfield plays Valentine straight away. Locke dancing off first. Whitey's pitch is lying to left field, but curving foul and back into the stand. That ball was hit well. Line drive deep to left. 1-2. Whitey sits. There goes Locke. The ball is high. No, it's strike 3. He's out of there. The throw would not have been in time, but the pitch was called a strike. By plate umpire Al Smith, Whitey's 4th strikeout for the Senators. In the bottom of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of four, it's the Yankees nothing and the Senators nothing. Remember, the Yankees will return home Tuesday night to face the Detroit Tigers. They play at the Yankee Stadium, 6 p.m., a twi-night doubleheader on Tuesday, September 29th, followed by a single-night game on Wednesday the 30th, and a closing day game on Thursday afternoon, October the 1st. Tigers have really played great ball, and in the morning paper we see where Charlie Dressen just signed another one-year contract for next year with Detroit. Tigers got off to a rough start, had quite a few injuries, but Dressen has brought them along real well, and the Tiger management very happy with Charlie's progress with the club, so he'll be back next year. And then the final weekend of this exciting, drama-packed 1964 American League season, we'll see the Cleveland Indians coming into town. The Tribe will be at Yankee Stadium Friday night, October the 2nd, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, October the 3rd and 4th. Pennant race is still going on in the American League, even though the Yankees are leading. But right now, we'll pause for station identification.
Your home of Champion Station, WOKO, Albany, New York, 2 o'clock temperature, 65 degrees.
Pepitone, whose single right field his first time up, leads off for the Yankees. Here in the top of the fifth, there's no score. Pepitone batting 252. Benny Daniels delivers a foul back on the screen, strike one. Every time Pepitone gets a pitch that he figures he should hit out of here and either fouls it out or misses it, he looks into the Yankee dugout. Next pitch to Joe. Ground ball hits a third. Zimmer one-hands it. Fires in time to Roy Sievers. One out. Pepitone was way out in front of that sinker. That'll bring up Tommy Tresh. Tommy popped to the shortstop his first time up, batting 242. Yankees lead Baltimore and Chicago by four games each. So they are five behind in the loss column, both of them. Pitch to Tresh is outside. Ball one. On deck, Cleet Boyer. Benny Daniels delivers a pitch that's in there. Strike called. One on one. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul tip back off the shin guards of catcher Mike Brumley. One ball, two strikes. Daniels gets the sign. Pitch, ground ball to second base. Cottier up with it. Flips to Sievers, it's two away. That brings up Boyer, who struck out in the second inning. Fleet batting 221. Two out, nobody on. Benny Daniels pitches foul to the left of the plate, strike one. Daniels goes to the rosin bag. Curve is inside, one on one. The final appearance of the year for both the Yankees and the Senators here at D.C. Stadium this year. Senators finished their season on the road. Ground ball is short. Brinkman deep. A long throw just in time. They got him. Three up and three down for the Yankees. And the score now at the end of 4.5, the Yankees nothing and the Senators nothing.
It's crisp and clean like no other beer. Shines through the glass like frosted gold. Turns your thirst to a smile.
You get a smile every time with a Valentine.
Won't fill you up, won't let you down.
The crisp, clean taste of a Valentine.
Won't fill you up, won't let you down. Don't get a smile every time with a Valentine. Won't fill you up, won't let you down. Wow, what a beer!
Whitey Ford ready to pitch to Ed Brinkman. His curve is swung at and missed, strike one. Brinkman struck out his first time at bat, hitting 216. On the inside corner with a fastball, nothing and two. On deck, Mike Brumley. Curve low. One ball, two strikes. Whitey's fastball hit high in the air to right center field. Tresh going back. And makes the catch. He got good wood on that ball. Tresh went almost back to the warning track in deep right center. One away. Brings up Brumley, who doubled a left field for the only hit off Whitey Ford in this game. Brumley batting 240. That was his 17th double of the year. Curve is outside. Ball one. Whitey's next pitch, curve, low, ball two, two and nothing. On deck, Benny Daniels. Here's a 2-0 delivery. Line to right field for a base hit. And it gets by Crash. It hits something low to the wall. Brumley is going into second base and holds up there with a double. I don't know what that hit out in the grass in right field, but it kicked about 6 feet away from Tresh and right by him out to the wall. It'll be a double, no error. Tommy couldn't get near that ball. So Brumley has two doubles in two times at bat. Here is Benny Daniels. Daniels sacrificed successfully his first time at bat. Benny batting 111. Strange thing, but Gil Hodges has stocked his lineup with right-hand hitters. The only fellow as hit Whitey has been a left-hander. And there's another base hit to right. And they're going to have to hold Brumley up at third as Benny Daniels finds a single to right. Three hits off Whitey Ford, and all three by fellows who stroke the ball left-handed. Right-handers haven't been able to do anything with Whitey's serve. And here is Chuck Cotia. Cotia struck out his first time up, reached on an error in the third inning, batting 175. Cotia was up with Brumley at third and one out in the third inning. But could only hit a ground ball. And the runner had a hold at third, even though Cotia reached on an error. And now Cotia wants Al Smith to take a look at the baseball. Runners at first and third. One out. There's no score in this ball game. The bottom of the fifth inning. Daniels puts his jacket on down at first base. Brumley is at third. Boyer is even with the bag at third. Pepitone holding the bag against Daniels. And Lins and Richardson in double play depth. Pete Mickelson up in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the stretch. Throw to first base, but Daniels is back. Here's the stretch. The pitch is foul. Back out of play. Strike one. Ron Steven has just homered for Baltimore with a man on. So Baltimore is leading 3-0 playing out at Cleveland. One strike on Chuck Cottier. On deck, Don Zimmer. Whitey set. His pitch is low. The count is even at 1-1. Again, Whitey gets set. Ground ball, third, off boy. Double play. Man, that would have been a beauty. That ball went right through Boyer's glove, hit his right heel, and caromed right to Lynn, who fired to Richardson for the fourth play on Daniels, but the return throw to first was not in time. The run scores. It goes as a fourth play. Boyer gets an assist off his heel. It goes the third baseman to the shortstop to the second baseman. Cottier gets credit for a run batted in, and the Senators lead 1-0. Perfect double play ball, but it's scooted off the grass and right under Boyer's glove. So Cottier's at first with two out. Here's Don Zimmer. Bounced to short, then hit into a double play, batting 247. Stretch by Whitey. Curve is lying. Foul. Boyer. Leaping to his left, the backhanded, couldn't quite get it. But he was playing Zimmer close to the line, and it was fouled by about 3 feet. Cottier back to first. On deck, Chuck Hinton. Don Zimmer holds that bat right down on the end. And Zimmer asks Al Smith to take a look at the ball. Howard does first, then flips it to Smith. And Smitty flips it back to Whitey Ford. Whitey gets set. Cottier leading away. There he goes. The ball is fouled back on the screen. Strike two. They had Cottier running that time. Pretty tough to steal a base off Whitey Ford. And when you steal a base, you 99 times out of 100, you steal it off the pitcher and not the catcher by getting a good jump. Nothing in two on Zimmer. Here's a stretch by Whitey. His pitch is fouled in back of the plate. Count holds it, nothing in two. Another foul coming back out of play. Whitey curveball a little high that time. Cottier leading away at first. Curve fouled at the plate. Hit the ground, bounced up, and hit Jim on the leg. Whitey not wasting any pitches on Don Zimmer. Still nothing in two. Cardinals came up with two runs in the top of the first inning. They're leading Pittsburgh 2-0. High with the fastball. Ball one. Those Cardinals are only a game and a half back right now and only one game in the loss column behind both Philadelphia and Cincinnati. Well, they've been a red-hot club. Whitey's pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him on a good breaking pitch. Fifth strikeout for Whitey, but the Senators come up with a run on two hits. No Yankee errors, one man left. At the end of five full innings, it's the Senators one, the Yankees nothing.
Say, while the pitcher makes his way slowly to the mound, let's declare a camel time. A time to stretch out and reach for the familiar pack. The one with a camel on it. Yes, sir, it's camel time. Time for easygoing taste, honest smoking enjoyment, choice quality tobaccos. Camel time is pleasure time. And here's why. You see, the exclusive Camel blend has never been equaled. It's this exclusive blend of costly tobaccos that makes Camel the best-tasting cigarette of them all. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. You'll find that things all seem to brighten up every time you light one up. Make it Camel time, right now.
Right now, make it Camel time. Have a Camel cigarette.
Whitey Ford will lead it off for the Yankees here in the top of the sixth. The Senators leading 1-0. Whitey struck out his first time up, hitting 130. Baltimore scored three runs in the top of the fourth. They're leading Cleveland 4-0 at the end of 3.5. First pitch to Ford, low and outside, ball one. On deck, Phil Lynn. Next pitch is grounded foul outside of first, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch low and away, ball two, 2-1. Benny Daniels, the type pitcher that can throw hitters off stride. He can pull the string and zip in a fastball, change up curve, fast curve. The 2-1 pitch is fouled outside of third, going back into the stands out of play. Two and two on four. Outfield in left and center, very shallow on Whitey. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul at the plate and hit off Whitey's foot. Nobody out, nobody on. Senators one, Yankees nothing here in the top of the sixth. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second time Whitey has struck out, the fourth strikeout for Benny Daniels. Brings up Lins, who has popped to short and struck out. Still batting 248. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Curves to Lynn's line, right at Zimmer. He's got it right on the button and right at Zimmer about eye high. Two away. And here's Richardson. Richardson lined a single left first time up and lined out to left field. One for two. Bobby batting 269. 173 hits in the year. Ground ball hit to short. Brinkman on the big hop. Lips. Seavers in time. Three up, three down for the Yankees, and at the end of five and a half innings, it's the Senators one, the Yankees nothing.
Valentine's Day.
It comes off the ice sparkling cold.
Valentine's Day.
It's smooth and satisfying all the way.
Valentine's Day.
Go ahead, enjoy the best.
You get a smile every time with a Valentine. Won't fill you up. Won't let you down.
The crisp, clean taste of a Valentine.
Won't fill you up. Won't let you down. So get a smile every time with a Valentine. Won't fill you up. Won't let you down. Well, what a beer. That Valentine.
Chuck Hinton leads it off for the Senators here in the bottom of the sixth. Hinton has walked and bounced to the shortstop, hitting 275. Whitey's first pitch, a curve low, ball one. Don Locke on deck. Ground ball hits slowly to second. Richardson coming in fast. Well, bare hands, it throws to first, they got him. And there, the ground ball hit something, bounced to Bobby's right. He picked it up barehanded on the dead run and slipped hitting out. Quick reflexes by Bobby Richardson. It's one away and here's Lott. Fly to center and walk. Lott batting 246. Lott leads the Senators in home runs with 28 and RBIs with 80. Whitey's first pitch is over. Strike one call. Locke steps out of the batter's box. He had a little dirt. On deck, Roy Sievers. Next pitch is high, ball one, one and one. One one pitch hit on the ground is short. Lynn comes in up with it on the short hop, throws to first, and they got him. Baseball's taking crazy hops in this ball game. Two out, nobody on. Here's Sievers. Sievers struck out and flying to left. Batting 175. Whitey's pitch is over. Strike one call to Sievers. Swung at it and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. Here's the two-strike pitch. High pop-up near the center of the dugout. Wynn keeping it in play. Pepitone is under it, and he's got it. Easy inning for Whitey Ford, three up, three down. And at the end of six innings, it's the Senators one and the Yankees nothing.
The next portion of this game will be brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
Benny Daniels getting out on the mound now, getting ready to pitch here in the top of the seventh inning. With the Senators leading 1-0, and Coming on now to carry you right down to the wire, Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. Thank you very much, Bill. Senators leading 1-0. By virtue of Mike Brumley's double, Benny Daniels' single, and a force out at second in the fifth inning. The Yankees' 11-game winning streak on the line, as well as a portion of their lead, but with the Indians trailing in the game with Orioles. Orioles leading, in other words, 4-0 at the end of four innings. Boston nothing, Detroit batting in the last of the first. Mombouquet against Farmer. Roberts pitching for Baltimore. Bell relieves Siebert in the fourth for Cleveland. Siebert homering in the fourth with one arm. In the National League, Cincinnati leads the Mets 1-0, end of 6.5. O'Toole and Stallard in the first game of two. The Cards lead the Pirates 2-0 at the end of an inning. The game is delayed in start because of rain. Craig and Law. Right now, Roger Maris leads off in the seventh and takes the ball from Benny Daniels. The Phils lead the Braves 3-2 at the end of three, running against Cloninger. The Giants and Cubs scoreless at the end of 6.5. Marichal against Jackson. The windup and the pitch swung on and lined to first. Maris lines the receivers. One away. Up comes Mickey Mantle, who flies to left and grounded to second into a double play. Detroit leading Boston 1-0 at the end of the first inning. Tigers have been playing real hot ball. Here's the pitch to Mick. It's in there for a strike. Daniels to the windup, and the next pitch is outside. Ball one, 1-1. A 1-1 count on Mickey, and they're playing the overshift on him. The next pitch swung on. There's a high drive to deep left center field. A lot going way back towards the fence. That ball is going down. Rossetti is arguing with Honeychick. Benny Daniels pitch to Howard, swung on, line to second. Javier taking it for the out, and they're two away. Mantle's homer was the 453rd of his career. A 1-1 ball game, and up comes Joe Pepitone. Single to right, grounded to third. Benny Daniels delivers. The pitch is swung on and popped up into the air. Second baseman Chuck Cottier and Ed Brinkman, the shortstop, together, and Cottier makes the catch. One run for New York on Mantle's homer. One hit, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 6.5 innings, New York 1, Washington 1.
When your carburetor isn't operating efficiently, your engine can't deliver smooth performance.
and a carburetor with throttle plate deposits can't operate efficiently. So it's a good idea to choose Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that's guaranteed to clean your carburetor as you drive and keep it clean. Your Atlantic dealer wants you to discover for yourself what this great gasoline can do for your car's performance. That's the reason for this guarantee. Register with your Atlantic dealer. Then, after using 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial, your carburetor will be clean, or Atlantic will pay to have it cleaned according to a liberal payment schedule. And that promise holds good, even if another gasoline has already built up damaging deposits around the throttle plate area of your carburetor. You can say goodbye to rough idling, wasted gasoline, and stalling caused by throttle plate deposits when you choose the one that's guaranteed. Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
In the last half of the seventh, Fred Valentine leading off takes the strike from Whitey Ford. Through the years, Mickey Mantle has often homered with his roommate, Whitey Ford, pitching. That's the third time, in fact, in Ford's last three outings that Mickey has hit a homer. The pitch is swung on and fouled beyond first. And Pepitone, reaching up, makes the catch right at the edge of the Senator barrier, with Ed Runge right over there with him. The wind held that one up. So it's going to go into the stands. One out. And the batter is Ed Brinkman. Struck out in the second inning. Flied to right in the fifth. Forward to the windup, and the pitch is a curveball over. Strike one. New York 1, Washington 1. Last of the seventh. Whitey goes to the windup. The overhand fastball is hit high into left center. Maris moves over into the gap and makes the catch. Two down. And up comes Mike Brumley, who's had a pair of doubles.
Catcher, Mike Brumley.
He sliced the line double to left, and then he ripped what would have normally been a single to right, and as the ball landed, it hit a tuft of grass and took a peculiar twist to the left of Tresh and went for a double and eventually led to the Senator run. They pitched to the left-hand batter. The curve lined out over second, and it's in the middle for a base hit. Mike Brumley, left-hand batter. 3-for-3 off Ford. Of the four hits, he's had three of them. And here's Benny Daniels, who sacrificed in the third and then ripped the single to right in the fifth inning. Chuck Cottier on deck. Boy, you're playing in real close with two outs. The pitch is in there for a strike. And Ford says something to Boyer, and Cleet now starts to back up a little. And Cleet didn't realize there were two away. He's grinning now. Backs up a little. Pickoff throw to first. They got him. They had him a mile. I almost called that too soon, but if the throw had been dropped or thrown away, I'd have been left holding this microphone. But Brownlee was just so far off, and Pepitone sneaking in behind him, you saw that he was a dead pigeon if the ball was just properly thrown and held. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on at the end of seven innings. The Yankees, one run, five hits, one error. Washington, one run, four hits, no errors. Remember, the Detroit Tigers are coming in on Tuesday night. The fourth place Tigers, who are leading the Red Sox 1-0, knocked off Baltimore and are itching to do the same with New York. Al Kaline, Dick McAuliffe, Norm Cash, Don Demeter, young Mickey Lolich, Dave Wickersham, a 20-game winner, hoping to become one. He's won 19. He'll be trying for his 20th in the series. They play the 6 o'clock twilight doubleheader at the stadium, Tuesday, September 29th. Single night game on Wednesday, the 30th, and a day game on Thursday afternoon, the 1st. Then come the Indians next Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday. Tom Trash gets the first pitch into left field for a single as we go to the 8th inning. Chuck Hinton up for the ball. Trash holds up after the turn. In the meantime, Milwaukee came up with 6 runs. John Blanchard is coming in from the dugout and will coming into the bullpen, rather, to the dugout. Boyer is a batter. Blanchard apparently will hit for Ford. Ramos and Terry in the bullpen. Philadelphia was leading Milwaukee 3-2 going into the 4th. They announced up through the intercom from the press box in a direct line of the ballpark. We haven't gotten it in on the ticker. In fact, we haven't even had a pitching chain sent in yet. They may be a little slow on it. Meantime, here's Boyer. Zimmer creeping in. The ball is high and inside for a ball. Green did relieve Bunning in the 4th. We told you that earlier. One all in the 8th inning. Trash leading away from first. Daniels to the stretch. Zimmer crowding in. The ball is bunted toward first and foul. A 1-1 count. Detroit leading Boston 1-0 at the end of the 1st. Parma and Home Bouquet. Minnesota, Los Angeles later. Baltimore 4, Cleveland 0 at the end of 5. Roberts against Sebring with Bell and John in relief. Sebring homered with one on. Chicago, Kansas City later. Right now, Benny Daniels to the stretch, throws over to first, runners back. Cincinnati won, the Mets nothing at the end of 7. O'Toole and Stallard, first game of doubleheader. Cards 2, Pirates nothing, at 2.5, Craig against Law. The next pitch to Boyer, bunted foul off to the right of the plate. Count is 1-2. Los Angeles at Houston tonight. And Milwaukee did get 6 runs on the 4th inning to go ahead of the Phils 8-3 at the end of 3.5. Benny Daniels' pitch is bunted foul on third strike, and Boyer is eliminated. A strikeout recorded for Daniels. Bunting foul on third strike. Five strikeouts for Daniels. Blanchard will hit for Ford.
Your attention, please. Batting for Ford, number 38, John Blanchard.
Yanks 1, Washington 1. It's the 8th inning. Go. And the Phils led by 6.5 games. They went into today's action a half game ahead. And while one admires a headlong dash of the Reds, and the Cardinals taking advantage, and the Giants having been re-injected, as it were, in the situation, Blanchard takes it high for a ball. Still, one can understand human reactions to the plight of a team that had done a magnificent job, might still win it, but really having troubles. Pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. That's what makes this game so great in one aspect of it. You don't know what's going to happen. Nothing can be taken for granted. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Blanchard batting for Ford. The pitch is swung on, bounced to second. Cartier to Brickman for one. Back on to first. It's the double play. Side is retired. No runs, one hit. No errors. No one left on. And at the end of 7.5 innings, the score remains the Yankees 1, the Senators 1.
Shall I put the car in the garage, Dad?
Yeah, sure. Oh, Steve, now that you've earned your driver's license, I hope you'll realize that there's more to a car than just driving it.
I know, Dad. Wash it once a week and replace the gasoline I use.
Well, I'm glad we both agree on that. And when you do stop at a service station, make sure it's at an Atlantic Red Ball dealer.
You mean like Woods, the one you always use?
Even if you're not around home, look for the Red Ball sign. An Atlantic Red Ball dealer always cleans your windshield, except in bad weather, and has to check your oil whenever you buy gasoline from him.
All Red Ball dealers do that? I don't have to ask?
If a Red Ball dealer forgets, then the gasoline you just bought is free. I found the offers a little different in a few states, but the service is the same no matter where you go. Atlantic Red Ball dealer service is for every customer, every time.
Now I get it.
Get what?
Why, all the guys who drive make such a point of stopping at Atlantic Red Ball station.
So do their parents.
In the last half of the eighth inning at D.C. Stadium, Pedro Ramos is coming in. Whitey Ford, in his 7 innings, allowed 4 hits, 3 of them to Mike Brumley. Walked 1, struck out 5, gave up 1 run. Brumley doubled with 1 out in the 5th, went to 3rd on Daniels' single to right. And then when Cotter's hard shot to Boyer kicked off his foot, instead of the double play resulting, the ball was deflected to Lins, who flipped to Richardson for the force out on Daniels, but Brumley scored. Mantle homered in the 7th. On the football scoreboard, Dallas 10, Steelers 9 at the end of the half. Baltimore, the Colts 7, the Bears nothing at the end of the first period. Eagles 13, the Browns 7 at the half. And on the baseball scoreboard, Cincinnati came up with 2 in the first of the 8th. As Wakefield relieved Staller to lead the Mets 3-0. Jim O'Toole pitching. Milwaukee's leading the Phils 8-3, playing the last of the 4th.
Let's pause now for station identification. This is WOKO, Albany's first station, your home of Champions Network.
Out of play, strike 1. Balls, 1 strike. Ramos' next pitch is outside. Fastball. The count is evened up at 1-1. Daniels is a pretty good hitting pitcher. Sacrificed and singled. The next pitch is a curve and it's outside. Ball 2-1. Appearance for New York by Ramos, 45th overall this year. Now the 2-1 pitch. It's in there. Strike 2-2. Fastball just below the shoulders. Two balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch, swung on and fouled back up here onto the netting just below us. A 2-2 count. Ramos delivers, swung on and missed. Strike 3. One down. Don Blasingame will bat for Chuck Cotter. Blasingame hitting 261. have the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Ramos's pitch is swung on and fouled. It's to the left of the plate, out of play. Strike two, nothing in two. Yanks one, Senators one. Last of the eighth. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Pedro Ramos strikes out the first two men he faces in the eighth. And up comes Don Zimmer. Grounded to short twice, struck out once. Ramos has struck out six of the last seven men he's faced in relief. The pitch to Zimmer. Swung on. He didn't strike him out. There's the drive going to deep left center. That ball is going. Going, it is gone. Into the bullpen. A home run for Don Zimmer. Make it 2-1 Washington. Don Zimmer caught a fastball right on the button. His 12th home of the year. And that's the first run that Ramos has given up since he joined the Yankees. First home run, I should say, and the third run that he's given up with the Yankees. Chuck Hinton, the batter. The pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play. Strike one. Senators leading now, 2-1. The pitch on the way, outside, ball one. Two to one, Washington, last of the eighth. Ramos pitches. It swung on and hit sharply by short off the glove of Lynn. Hinton is credited with the base hit as Lynn scoots out in the very short and left center to get the ball. And now coming up is Don Locke. Pedro Ramos with a record of 8-10. 1-0 with New York, giving up his first homer in 9 relief appearances with the Yankees in his third run. Now Don Locke up, and the pitch outside, ball one. The Cubs got 3 runs to lead the Giants 3-0 at the end of 8 innings. Ron Santo homered with 2 on. There goes Hinton. The ball is popped foul, coming back out of play. One ball, one strike. Goes the runner again. The pitch is taken. The throw down is very high and Hinton steals second. His 16th stolen base. A 2-1 count on Don Locke. Climbed to center, walked, grounded to short. Roy Seaver's on deck. Hinton leads away from second. The pitch to Locke is swung on. There's a high pop foul off first. Pepitone is under it and makes the catch. The side is retired. One run, two hits, no errors, one left on. And at the end of eight innings, Washington 2, the Yankees 1.
Now that Labor Day is past and every day brings us closer to the World Series, it's time to think about your home heating needs for the cold winter months ahead. Give your Atlantic Heating Oil distributor a call this week. He'll inspect your burner and make sure that your heating system is in good working order before the cold weather arrives. Your Atlantic Heating Oil distributor will arrange to keep your house warm all winter long, too. You can have him make automatic deliveries of triple refined Atlantic Heating Oil. No worries for you when your Atlantic distributor keeps track and delivers fuel oil regularly. And, of course, you can depend on your Atlantic distributor for prompt service if an emergency ever arises. Should your heating system need special expert attention in a hurry, your Atlantic distributor is always as close as your telephone. So call your Atlantic Heating Oil distributor. He'll have your heating system cleaned now and readied for reliable winter-long operation. Remember, your comfort's complete with Atlantic Oil Heat.
As we go to the ninth inning with Washington leading 2-1 and the Yankees' 11-game winning streak on the line, as well as a game of their lead, Don Bassingame's at second base, Joe Cunningham at first. Senators lead 2-1, and the batters fill in. Benny Daniels into the windup and the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Lynn popped to short, struck out, and lined to third. Richardson on deck. Maris follow. Daniels pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. Up with it is Brinkman. The throw to Cunningham in time. One away. Now Bobby Richardson. Single to left in the first inning. Line to third in the third. And grounded to short in the sixth. Marching back to the second inning, the play now becomes tremendously big. The pitch to Bobby's inside. That was when Howard opened with a single and was cut down at third on Pepitone's follow-up single. Without disturbing anything in the batting order, a run could have scored. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced to third on a hop. Zimmer has it, throws across to Cunningham, and they're two away. Two up, two down. And the batter now is Roger Maris. Maris, of course, will be trying for the equalizer. They sent a correction in on that eighth inning score at Chicago. It's 4-0 Cubs over the Giants. And the final scores come in. The Cubs beat the Giants 4-1. Jackson beat Marischal. Meantime, Benny Daniels into the windup and the pitch to Maris. Swung on and a ground ball hits foul down the first baseline. One strike. Daniels delivers and Maris swings and hits a ground ball to second. Grabbed by Brassingame. Throw to first is not in time. It's both sending him off the bag. And Maris goes safe. They charge the error to Brassingame. He had to go over to his right, threw off balance. And Cole Cunningham off the bag. And up comes Mantle. He flied to left in the first inning, grounded the second into a double play in the fourth, and then homered in the seventh. playing Mantle directly back at second base. Two outs in the ninth. And the pitch to Mickey. Swung on. There's a high fly ball along the left field line. Chasing it is hitting. The ball is going to drop in fair territory. Maris round third. He's heading for home. Zimmer has the ball close to the plate. The side plate. A tie ball game. Mantle goes to second with a double. The left scoring. Roger Maris. Beautiful work by the team of umpires. Jim Honeychick had to go down the left field line to be in position to judge the ball fair or foul as Hinton overshifted to left center. Had to come a long way. The plate umpire, Al Smith, had to go down to third to be in position to call any play that might have developed fair. And Ed Runge, the first base umpire, raced home and made the call on the slide at the plate of Maris, who scored from first on Mantle's two outs, double to left. Now Gil Hodges is out of the dugout. Jim Hannon and Ron Klein have been warming up. Hodges is going to let Daniel stay with it. A two-out error, giving a life to Maris. And Mantle delivers him with an opposite field double. And brings up Elston Howard. Mantle's 104th run batted in. Mick having driven in both Yankee runs. Elston Howard up with two down. The pitch high outside. Ball one. Ellie followed Mantle's homer in the seventh inning, hitting the first pitch. It went right over the top of the foul pole, but just barely to the foul side. Two away. Daniels delivers, swung on and fouled back. A 2-2 ball game. Had one for three. Benny Daniels to the stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Good sinker. Strike one. Howard single to right, grounded to second and lined to second in the second, fourth, and seventh inning. Two strikes, I should have said. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, 2-2. Mantle leading away from second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Benny Daniels ready, delivers, and Howard takes it outside for ball three, 3-2. Joe Pepitone, the on-deck man. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Benny Daniels into the stretch. And the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Deck three. The side is retired. One run, one hit, one error, one left on. At the end of 8.5 innings, New York 2, Washington 2.
It's your birthday. Ah, you have a gift. Go ahead, open it. Hey, a transistor radio. Turn it on. I'll try another station. Too bad. What do you think's wrong with it?
Doesn't matter. Here's the guarantee. Says they'll fix it free.
Oh, good. Pretty nice having a guarantee.
Yeah. Most good things have solid guarantees now. Even gasoline.
Gasoline?
Well, Atlantic Imperial gasoline, anyhow. The clean carburetor gasoline.
Really?
Sure. You fill up with Atlantic Imperial. Then, after you've used 100 gallons, your carburetor will be clean. Or Atlantic will pay to have it cleaned, according to a liberal payment schedule.
Wow, pretty good thing.
I'll say. Dirty carburetors, you know, dirt around the throttle plates can cause a lot of trouble.
And I thought gasolines were all alike.
Nonsense. But even if that were true, it would make sense.
Yeah, choose the one that's guaranteed.
Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
We pause for station identification. Cunningham leads off in the last half of the ninth inning. Left-hand batter, Pedro Ramos, into the windup. And the pitch is over the outside corner. Milwaukee just came up with four more in the first of the fifth. Pitch to Cunningham. Swung on, bounce to second. Richardson grabs it on the second hop. Throws to Pepitone. And Cunningham is retired. It is now 12-3 in favor of the Braves as the Phils bat the last half of the fifth inning. Willie Kirkland's coming up to bat for Fred Valentine. Gil Hodges going for the long one. In the last of the ninth. 2-2 the score. Ramos delivers, and Kirkland takes it outside and low. Ball one. Baltimore leading Cleveland 4-0, and the five. Ramos to the windup, and the pitch. It's outside. Ball two. Two balls, no strike. Ed Brinkman on deck. The next pitch. It's over. Strike one. Good one. At the end of seven innings, it's Baltimore 4, Cleveland nothing. Behind Robin Roberts. Now the 2-1 pitch, and Willie Kirkland swings and sends a drive to deep, deep left center. Mantle going back toward the barrier and hauls it in for running track. As if it was going to ride right out of here for the ball game. Mickey caught it at the running track right at the barrier. Now coming up is Ed Brinkman. Struck out in the second. Fly to right in the fifth and fly to center in the seventh. Ramos to the windup. Pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on and missed. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Ramos pitches. The curveball is outside. Count is even up at 1-1. one offering. It's over the outside corner, strike two, one and two. The next pitch, low outside, 2-2. Cincinnati got one on the ninth to lead the Mets 4-0. Mets playing the last of the ninth. Two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. And we go to extra innings. No hits, no errors, no one left on. Ramos striking out. Ed Brinkman giving him three strikeouts in his two innings of relief. He gave up the homer to Zimmer with two outs in the eighth, and then Mantle drove Maris home with a tying run in the ninth after Maris was safe on Bassing Ames error. After Maris was, with two downs. With a double to left, Mickey had homered the previous time at bat in the seventh. And so at the end of nine innings, it's Yanks 2, Senators 2. Elsewhere, Detroit 2, Boston nothing at the end of 2.5. Farmer against Mon Bouquet, Minnesota, Los Angeles later. Baltimore 4. Cleveland nothing, it's end of seven. Roberts against Siebert. Bell in the fourth, John in the sixth. Norm Seaburn homered in the fourth with one on. Chicago, Kansas City later. In the National League, last of the ninth, Reds 4, Mets nothing. O'Toole against Stallard, Wakefield in the eighth, Hunter in the ninth. They're playing a pair. Cards 2, Pirates nothing, end of 2.5. The game has been delayed now. Time is in call rain. Craig and Law. L.A. Houston later. Milwaukee 12, Philadelphia 3, then a 4.5 Cloninger against Bunning with Green in the 4th and Stevens in the 5th. Joe Pepitone in the 10th inning takes low for a ball. The Cubs dealt the Giants chances, which were very slim, but nonetheless, mathematically, they had the chance. A severe blow by beating them 4-1. Swung on, a ground ball hit out to second. Blasting game, backhand Zetlin, his throw to first in time. One away. Up comes Tom Tretch, who popped to short in the second inning. Grounded out to second in the fifth. Single to left in the eighth. New York playing its 25th extra inning game. A record of 11-13. Washington's 16th. Next inning game, they're 9-6. Tresh fouls the pitch down the first baseline. Strike one. Pitch to Tresh, swung on and lined out over second into center for a base hit. Right over his outstretched glove. Don Locke whips the throw into Brinkman. And Tom Tresh singles to center. Now Cleet Boyer struck out in the second, grounded to short in the fifth, struck out in the eighth, trying to bunt foul on the third strike. Trying to bunt on third strike rather than bunting foul. Eagles 13, Browns 7 at the half. Colts 24, Bears nothing at the half. Benny Daniels pitching to Boyer with one out. Swung on and fouled back off the left shin of umpire Al Smith. Pete Ramos on deck. No balls, one strike. Two all, 10th inning. Tresh leading away from first. Cunningham holding against him. Passing game shading over near second. Zimmer guarding the line at third. Benny Daniels' delivery is low outside. Cowboys 10, Steelers 9 at the half. Willie Kirkland is in right field in place of Fred Valentine, for whom he batted. And the pitch. There goes the runner, and the throwdown is in plenty of time, but he's safe nonetheless. A hook slide away from Glassing Game. What a slide by Trey. The throw had him beaten. Glassing Game turns to argue Bob Stewart, but Tom Trash pulled a beautiful fall away slide to the center field side of the bag to elude the tag. Brumley's out to the mound talking to Daniels now. 13 steals for Trash in 13 attempts. I'll tell you, that throw had him beaten. Glassing Game fielded it on the pitching side, let us say, at second base, and went to make the tag, but there was Trash with most of his body on the center field side of second. And he hooked the bag from the center field corner. One out. Ramos on deck. 10th inning, two all. Daniels into the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and grounded to short. Up with it is Brinkman along the throw in time. Holding second is Trey. Brinkman went deep into the hole to get that ball. And knocked off Boyer at first with the help of a fine stretch on the reception of the throw by Joe Cunningham. Now Lopez will bat for Ramos. Hamilton in the Yankee bullpen along with Renner. And they're going to put Lopez on and pitch to Lynn. Just Gil Hodges is disposing of a tough pinch hitter and tough pinch pitcher all at once. And it is the first pass issued in this game by Daniel, an intentional one. Cincinnati won the first game from the Mets 4-1 and thus take over first place in the National League. Their eighth consecutive win. The Phils have lost seven. They haven't lost it yet, but they're behind 12-3 in the sixth inning. Actually, the Reds, technically speaking, at the moment are tied for first place with the Phils, 1966 each. Phil Lynn's up with two down. The pitch, and Phil Lynn swings and bounces it to third. Zimmer up with it, runs to third, forcing Trash, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. Baltimore won their game against Cleveland 4-0. At the end of 9.5 innings here, it is New York 2, Washington 2.
Camel time is a mighty pleasant time. It's any time when nothing less than a camel will do. Yes, it's a time for a camel. How come? Well, you see, when it comes to cigarettes, Camel has never been top for taste. Camel gives you easygoing taste, honest smoking enjoyment, choice quality tobaccos. And that's how it is. Because the exclusive Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. See for yourself. Make it Camel time right now. Light up a Camel. Yes, sir, you'll find that things all seem to brighten up every time you light one up. Camel time is pleasure time. It's Camel time right now.
Right now, mate, it's Camel time. Have a camel season.
Steve Hamilton is coming in to pitch for New York. Pete Ramos in two innings. Gave up two hits and one run. Didn't walk anybody and struck out three. Whitey Ford in seven innings. Allowed four hits and one run. For any late tuners in the last half of the fifth, Brumley doubled to right, went to third on Daniel single and scored on a four-sided second. Mantle homered in the seventh to tie. Ramos, after relieving Ford at the start of the last the eighth, got the first two batters, striking them out, and then Zimmer hit his first pitch for a homer. In the ninth inning, the Yankees tied it, and they got a life of two outs on an error by Blasingame on Maris. And Maris doubled, or rather, Maris scored on Mantle's double to left. Now Brumley leading off in the last of the tenth, takes high from Hamilton, ball one. Hamilton with a record of 7-2 on the season. Into the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Al Renup continuing to heat up. Hamilton making his 29th appearance. The next delivery swung on and missed. Good curve. One ball, two strikes. The next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Ken Hunt, batting for Benny Daniels.
Batting for Daniels, number 12, Ken Hunt.
Ronnie Klein, loosening up in the center of the bullpen in case we go to the 11th inning. Hunt, right-hand batter. And the pitch. Swung on line into left field for a base hit. Mantle takes ball, loses it, and Hunt rounds first and is going for two. And he's there, and the ball gets away from Richardson, but Pepitone is backing up. The ball took a high hop on Mick. As he reached up for it, and bounced off his glove and scored as a double for Ken Hunt. And so the Senators have a winning run perched on second with Don Blasingame coming up. Don Zimmer on deck. Pitch on the way is low, ball one. Blasingame batted for Cottier in the eighth when Ramos came on. Ramos struck him out. He guards that plate, gets a piece of the ball, Giroux. Ken Hunt on second. Boyer in close at third. The pitch. Curve is outside. No ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Big Steve's delivery is low. Ball three. Three and nothing.
Hunt leading away from second. Glassing game digging in. And the pitch. It's outside and he's on. Ball four. Now Yogi's out of the dugout. Hal Renner, a right-hander in the bullpen. Don Zimmer, the batter. Chuck Hinton on deck. Hal Renner will be coming in. Hamilton departs. Renner making the walk in the bullpen back to the left center field screen. And we'll pause for station identification.
Your home of Champion Station, WOKO, Albany, New York. 5 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Hal Renner coming on for the 39th time this year. A record of 6-3. We'll have a runner for Ken Hunt. Jack Kennedy. Jim King is going to bat for Don Zimmer. Left-hand batter. Meanwhile, on the scoreboard, as we told you, Baltimore blanked Cleveland 4-0. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. To no runs, 3 hits, no errors. Robin Roberts went all the way. Siebert, the losing pitcher. Bell in the fourth, John in the sixth, Abernathy in the ninth. Sebring homering in the fourth with one on. Chicago, Kansas City, it'll be Horland against Odom. Minnesota, Los Angeles later. In the National League, Cincinnati picked up its eighth consecutive victory by defeating the Mets 4-1, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, to 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error. Jim O'Toole, the winner. Ellis relieved in the ninth. Ellis has been quite a bulwark for the Reds in the bullpen. Stallard, the loser. Wakefield in the eighth, Hunter in the ninth. Second game yet to go, and if things stand as they are in Philadelphia, the Reds will have at the moment certainly tied the Phils for first. They'd have to win the second and take over. Right now, Jim King up for the winning run on second. The pitch is swung on and hit foul down the third baseline. Strike one. The Cardinals and the Pirates have resumed, and at the end of 3.5 innings, it's 2-0 Cards. Craig against Law. Rain has interfered that game twice. Los Angeles at Houston, getting underway. Drysdale against Bruce. Milwaukee, 12. Philadelphia, 4th, end of 6 innings. Cloninger for the Braves. Bunning started for the Phils, got knocked out. The pitch to King, swung on and fouled back out of play. Strike two. Green, Stevens, and Wise in relief. Callison homered in the sixth. While the Cubs beat the Giants 4-1, 4-7-1 to 1-3-1. Larry Jackson won his 23rd game. Marichal, the loser, he's 20-8. Jackson 23-10. Sano homered in the eighth with two on. Second game scoreless at the end of the first inning. Bolin and Koontz. Kennedy running for Hunt on second base. Blasting game on first. Pinch hitter Jim King awaits the delivery from Hal Renner. Here it is. It swung on and missed. Back three. He crowded him with a breaking pitch. Now up comes Chuck Hinton, who walked in the first inning, grounded to short in the fourth, grounded to second in the sixth, and singled in the eighth. Of the stretch. The pitch to Hinton. Swung on. There's a drive to deep center. Maris going back and one-handed. We're going to the 11th inning. A line drive to straightaway center and deep. Rod broke back and one-handed the ball. two men left on at the end of 10 innings, New York 2, Washington 2. Good play by Maris. Remember, the Detroit Tigers will be at the stadium on Tuesday night for a finite doubleheader, the first game at 6 o'clock. With Al Kaline and Dick McAuliffe, Mickey Lolich, Dave Wickersham looking for his 20th win. I noted in the paper the other day where Bertie Tebbets remarked that he thought Detroit right now is about as good a team as it was in the league. Not the best, he said, as of right now. A regular scheduled night game, single night game on Wednesday, 8 o'clock, and then an afternoon game on Thursday. It will end the four-game visit of the Tigers, and the Indians come in next Friday night, next Saturday and Sunday afternoons to wind up the regular season. Ron Klein has come in to do the pitching as we get ready to move to the 11th inning. On the football scoreboard, the Steelers, 23, the Cowboys, 10, end of three periods. The Browns, 21, the Eagles, 13, end of three periods. Colts, 24, Bears, nothing at the half. Ron Klein coming on. He's making his 60th appearance of the year. 1-9, lost 7. Bobby Richardson, the first man he'll face in the 11th. 2-2. The 11th inning, the Yankees have an 11-game winning streak. Klein's pitch to Bobby. Right in there for a strike. Klein winning an inning in the third the other night. Gave up one run. The right-hander's pitch. Outside. Ball one. Richardson single to left in the first inning. Line to left in the third. Grounded to short in the sixth and grounded out to third in the ninth. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch, swung on and popped into very short right, going out his passing game. He makes the catch. One away. Kennedy is at third base. And of course, having gone in to run for Hunt, who batted for Daniels, stays in the ninth spot in the order. Roger Maris up. Pitch on the way, over four strikes. Maris grounded out to second in the first inning. Single to center in the fourth. Line to first in the seventh. And with two out, the ninth inning was safe on an errant throw by Blasingame, which was followed by a run-producing double by Mantle, who's driven in both Yankee runs, the first one with a homer. The pitch to Raj is swung on and fouled back. Two strikes. The overshift is on. The delivery, swung on and missed. Worm a changeup in the form of a knuckler. Strike three. Mickey Mantle fly to left, grounded in the second with a double play, then homeward and double. Hitting 304. Two outs in the 11th inning. Over shift on Mickey, too. The pitch is fouled to the left of the plate on a check swing. Hit the bat boy in the arm. Strike one. The next delivery. Swung on, there's a high pop-up. A mile high. Not deep. And in fact, the second baseman, the right fielder, and the center fielder all get over, and his blasting game will finally make the catch. The ball is hit so high. He was trying to get one up and over. He got it up, but not far out. So the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 10.5 innings, New York 2, Washington 2.
It's crisp and clean like no other beer. Shines through the glass like frosted gold. Turns your thirst to a smile.
You get a smile every time with a Valentine.
Won't fill you up, won't let you down.
The crisp, clean taste of a Valentine.
Won't fill you up, won't let you down. So get a smile every time with a Valentine. Won't fill you up, won't let you down. Wow, what a beer! That's Valentine.
Pedro Gonzalez is going to right field for New York. Tom Trash switches from right to left. Mantle is out. Score tied 2-2. It's last of the 11th. With Hal Renner facing Don Locke. And you have to go one at a time here now in a sudden death situation. Locke can ride it out. Cunningham on deck is capable of doing it. And Kirkland is the third scheduled batter in the inning. And Don Locke flied to center in the first inning, walked in the fourth, grounded to short in the sixth, and fouled out the first in the eighth. He's way overdue in this series. Hal Renner's pitch. Change up is swung on and hit to left field for a base hit. In between third and short. Locke's first hit of the series. Now Joe Cunningham comes up. And before approaching the hitter's box, he takes a look at Eddie Yost for the sign. Nye moves in. Boyer moves in. Kirkland is the on-deck man. Cunningham, left-hand batter, the stretch by Renner. The pitch is bunted nicely in front of the plate. Howard plays to second base, and it's not in time. And Yogi's out of the dugout to argue it with Bob Stewart. That was a key play. Lynn reached out to receive the ball, and Bob Stewart called the runner safe. He's arguing with Bob Stewart. They call it a sacrifice and a fielder's choice. Thus, the Senators have runners on first and second and no one out. Yogi's still arguing with Bob Stewart. And the batter is Willie Kirkland. Away from first and second. Nobody out. Gil Hodges tugs at his cap now. And Eddie Yost, who now rubs his hands across the letters and tugs at his belt. So Whether that means anything or not, again, we'll have to wait and see. See whether Kirk will be swinging or bunting. And the pitch is bunted. And the ball is picked up by Pepitone. And Pepitone, rather ran it. Let him get by. An obstruction play. Charge to Pepitone, which loads the bases. Nobody out. On a bunt by Kirkland. It's an error. Charge to Hal Renup on the obstruction. It's a sacrifice credited to Kirkland. Mickelson, who's been in the bullpen, is now coming in. As Renup, who had run over to field the bunt, when he saw Pepitone pick the ball up, in fact, he obstructed his own man. In addition, he got two at once. Pepitone cocked his arm to throw. He still had time to dance out and throw to Richardson. But Renup, not realizing where he was standing, actually was right in the path of Kirkland, who could have bowled him over, but just simply grabbed him around the waist so he wouldn't collide with him. And immediately Ed Runge pointed to first base as an obstruction play, interfering with the runners right to the baseline by a man who did not have the ball. Thus, a single and two bunts on which a force-out attempt failed and an obstruction play have loaded the bases, nobody out. And Dick Phillips will come up to hit for Ed Brinkman. Mickelson, coming on for the 48th time this year, a record of 6-4. Coach just ran down to say something to Cunningham. And so with the bases jammed, nobody out in the last of the 11th. Don Locke on first base. Any play that might develop would have to go home. Infield is in. And Dick Phillips is up. Left-hand batter to pinch hit. The stretch by Mickelson. And the pitch. Swung on. Hit by Richardson. Off his glove for a base hit. Locke comes in to score. And the ball game is over. They scored a base hit for Phillips. And the Yankees' winning streak is gone. They've won 11 in a row. One run. Two hits. One error. Three men left on. And Locke scored. There was an error on the obstruction play. And the totals, Washington, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. The Yankees, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. The Yankees take 2 out of 3 from Washington. And wind up their season's business for the Senators. 12-6. 7-2 here and 5-4 in New York. They broke the winning streak of six games that the Yankees had at BC Stadium. So the Yankees' 11-game winning streak overall, tying the longest winning streak in the major leagues this year, has been broken. The Angels had won 11 straight earlier. It was the Yankees' longest winning streak since 1961, when they won 13 straight. Thus, the Yankees, who had traveled at a pace of 26 victories and 7 losses in the last 33 games since August 22nd, dropped a game of their lead to the Baltimore Orioles, who swept the Indians by beating them today 4-0 on a three-hitter tossed by Robin Roberts. Sonny Siebert, the loser. Norm Seaborn homered for the Orioles and went on. Thus, the Yankees have 7 games left to play, all at home. 4 at Detroit, finite doubleheader starting Tuesday night. Single night game Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon game. Friday night game with Cleveland, Saturday and Sunday afternoon games. And the Orioles have 5 left to play, all at home. 3 with Washington and 2 with Detroit. While the White Sox, who are playing the A's this afternoon, Harlan against Odom, will have 5 left to play, all at home. 4 against Kansas City and 1 against Los Angeles. The Yankees lose their 60th game of the year, reducing their lead in the loss column to 4 over the Orioles. They've won 95, Orioles 93, so that the overall lead for the Yankees is reduced to 3 games. The White Sox have a chance to cut it to 3 also if they beat Baltimore. I'll check that and make it 4 games in the loss column. It's the 60th Yankee loss. Baltimore and Chicago each have lost 64. And in the National League, Cincinnati beat the Mets 4-1. O'Toole beats Stallard, first game of doubleheader, while Milwaukee is leading Philadelphia 14-4 in the last of the eighth. Poninger, relieved by Oliva in the eighth. Bunning started with the Phils, with Green, Stevens, Wise, and Boston in relief. Callison's at a pair of homers. Torrey homered for the Braves. So that the Reds, at the moment, are in position to move into first place. The Cardinals 3, the Pirates nothing, and the 5.5 innings. Craig and Law, a game that was interrupted twice by rain. Los Angeles nothing, Houston batting in the last, the first, Drysdale and Bruce. The Cubs beat the Giants 4-1. Jackson winning his 23rd game. He lost 10. Marischal lost his 8th. He's won 20. Sano homered in the 8th with 2 on. Second game scoreless and a 2.5. Bolin and Koontz. We hope you enjoyed the game as much as we enjoyed bringing it your way.
Well, that winds up another Atlantic Baseball broadcast. But be on hand the next time when we'll bring you every play. Like all Yankee broadcasts, this one came to you by courtesy of P. Ballantyne & Sons, the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, and the Atlantic Refining Company. Sure hope you've enjoyed the game, and hope you'll remember to tune in our next broadcast. This is the Home of Champions Network.